Good morning, everyone. The Takeaway begins in Afghanistan this morning. I'm joined by Lynn Scher. Good morning, Lynn.
Hi, John.
You know, there's a statistical study on the battlefield in Afghanistan. The question that comes to my mind is, do statistical studies help to understand what's going on the battlefield, particularly as far as civilian casualties are concerned?
Well, sometimes they do, absolutely. I mean, look at all the studies that have shown that today, modern warfare, it's civilian casualties that have gone up and uniform casualties have gone down, effectively.
And the Vietnam era was filled with all kinds of very statistical, high-level RAND Corporation studies of what was going on the battlefield that gave a very disturbing picture of that war. Well, the study we're talking about this morning is the effect of civilian casualties in Afghanistan and Iraq. It was released by the National Bureau of Economic Research. One of the co-authors of that study joins us from Kabul, Afghanistan this morning. Radha Iyengar joins us. Good morning, Radha.
Good morning.
Let's just get right to the basic sort of executive summary of this study. What is the effect of civilian casualties in Afghanistan? Let's begin with Afghanistan.
Sure. Our results show that if counterinsurgent forces in Afghanistan want to reduce violence, they should minimize harm to civilians.
Now, of course, this is
when you increase civilian casualties, there's more violence.
And this is precisely the principle that David Petraeus espouses, both in Iraq and now in Afghanistan, as he comes back to that theater of warfare. In a certain sense, this is obvious, but how can you correlate the civilian deaths to, say, specific attacks by the Taliban?
Well, what we can do is look at what happens when a civilian casualty incident happens, either prompted by coalition forces or by insurgent forces, and look at the type of violence that's in an area afterwards. And certain types of violence tend to be done by insurgents, in particular improvised explosive devices, IEDs. We see those sorts of things increase after a civilian casualty incident.
Now, what can your study say about the tolerance of the civilian population for the Taliban after civilian attacks, or the ability of the Taliban to recruit people into the organization following civilian attacks?
Well, what's interesting is it looks like after international forces generate a civilian casualty, there's a short-term localized effect in an area of increased violence. So that is, in your particular county or community, violence levels increase. And we think that's a function of increased dislike for coalition forces. When the insurgents cause a civilian casualty, you don't see that same effect. And so in some senses, this is asymmetric, with a lot of blame and sort of revenge-related attitudes towards coalition forces after a civilian casualty incident.
Interesting. And the disturbing takeaway there is that no matter what the generals in NATO and the United States say about we're doing our best to minimize the casualties, that message never gets through.
That's right. At least not in a local area.
Radha, talk to us a little bit about methodology. How was the survey conducted, and how accurate, how much confidence should we have in it?
Well, so let me say a couple of things. One is we're always constrained by the quality of data we have. So we think we're using the best available data both on violence levels, which is from significant actions files kept by the coalition military, and civilian casualties, which are incident reports kept by coalition forces in the battle space right after an incident happens. Of course, we're going to be missing incidents, and there's going to be measurement error. So I think it's really important to keep those sort of data quality caveats in mind. In terms of methods, what we're able to do is take districts that look relatively similar on their characteristics and previous trends in violence before a civilian casualty incident happens, and then see if they look suddenly very different immediately after an incident occurs.
Well, let's hold on that for a second. Let's hold on that for a second. We're talking with Radha Iyengar, who's a co-author of the study, The Effect of Civilian Casualties in Afghanistan and Iraq. When you look at a place that has not had civilian deaths, and then there are civilian deaths, do you find that it's a transformative incident that radicalizes the population or some other sort of condition?
Well, we find that if you look at an area that hadn't had an incident, after an incident occurs, violent levels increase, and they increase in a very localized area to where that casualty event was.
Now, the title of your study is Afghanistan and Iraq, the effect of civilian casualties. We are told in the United States continually that the lessons of the surge in Iraq and the awakening in Iraq in sort of winning the hearts and minds in that country are applicable to Afghanistan in a certain sense. Are you finding that?
To some extent, but not fully. So when coalition forces in Iraq had a civilian casualty incident, you did see an increase in violence. That violence looks like it's much more affected by how much information the population is sharing rather than recruitment by the Taliban. So the mechanism on how this is happening is different. And in Iraq, you also saw that when insurgents caused civilian casualties, the population was much less tolerant of it. So they were much more willing to report information about what the insurgents were doing to coalition forces, thus reducing violence in the area. So you don't see that same symmetric response
in Afghanistan. Right.
So what are the implications for General Petraeus now running the effort in Afghanistan?
Well, I think that this is really consistent with General Petraeus's big strategy. I mean, his constant message is that people are the center of gravity. And so in a sense, this is saying that message is correct, that while there are lots of other things and lots of other factors that are going to affect whether someone participates in an insurgent group or not, civilian casualties are an important event in determining how much legitimacy and trust the population places in either coalition forces or the Afghan government.
All right, that sounds a little theoretical, though. General Petraeus is also loosening the rules of engagement and allowing U.S. forces perhaps more leeway in deciding to retaliate against Taliban forces, which could lead to increased civilian casualties. When you look at a decision like that as a statistician, what do you think the impact's going to be?
Well, I think the key here is what's the relative trade-off in terms of force protection. And I think our study clearly shows that at least minimizing civilian casualties is the best kind of force protection you can get for your troops out in the field.
Well, we will see if that plays out over the next several months in Afghanistan. Raja Iyengar is a co-author of the study, The Effect of Civilian Casualties in Afghanistan and Iraq, released by the National Bureau of Economic Research. Thank you, Raja.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.